Trying to see if we can get that restarted here. I'm working on it. Let me see. Caller from area code 340. Are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
You're on the line.
How are you doing?
What is your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Lenore. I'm calling from the Virgin Islands.
Lenore from the Virgin Islands. Were you born and raised there?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's the lowdown?
Wow. This is the first time I'm listening to your show. This is the first time. But I just want to ask you one question, and don't take off my head.
I'm not going to take off your head.
Why are you so harsh?
You know what the problem is? I'm not harsh. It's just that you all, first of all, being from the Virgin Islands, dudes down there are a whole lot more abrasive than me. So I don't know. I don't know which end of the Virgin Islands you from. But dudes down there is a whole lot more abrasive than I am.
No. It's not that they're harsh. I think it's just the accent. But you are, like, harsh. Like,
no,
you like, cutting
baby.
Off head, cutting
no,
off people.
Okay.
Like, oh, my God.
Whoa,
no, like,
no, 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 no,
him?
Excuse me. No. Listen to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
Stop
if
me.
If I was sitting at your house,
uh-huh.
that would be different.
Uh-huh.
I'm hosting
uh-huh.
a program. Okay?
And I understand that.
Okay, so that's different from sitting at your house, having a conversation, and sitting at the bar. I have to, my job is to control the lines of discussion to make sure that people stay on track so that there is a concise, easily understood line of logic and understanding for the audience. I got thousands of people listening to me right now, thousands. My job is to be the traffic light that controls the traffic properly. So that individuals don't have to worry about that. So it's not going to be sitting at your grandma's house. It's not going to be like that.
And I understand that, but my goodness, if I have to come and I have to call you, I'm going to be like afraid to ask you anything because of, I feel like you're being so harsh when someone asks a question. So I would be like afraid to ask you anything and hope and pray that you don't come out with a response that's like going to, you know, knock me down.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's not that I'm being harsh, okay? Because that's the problem. That's what's offensive about what you're saying. It's harsh to identify when someone's lying?
No.
Okay, slow down for a moment, Lenore. So you're not
uh-huh.
upset with the person who called in lying. You want the person who called in lying, you okay with that? Why are you being so harsh on them?
No, I'm not okay with that because when you were speaking about the young man earlier where he said that, you know, he's making $50,000 a year, I'm like, that's some bullshit. Ain't no way you're making $50,000 a year and you're living in, I mean, hey, to each is their own. But
okay.
I'm not going to live in a ghetto with $50,000 a year.
Here's the thing, okay? I just spent over $100,000 of my own money on billboards, protesting, bailing people out of jail, bailing protesters out of jail. I spent well over $100,000 of my own money. And you just had some ignoramus who thought, well, Jason, I heard you from Shreveport. I'm from Shreveport. I do spend time in Shreveport, but I travel a
uh-huh.
lot. I'm not going to tell you where I am right now, but I travel
uh-huh.
a lot with the pub. She just heard that. I just spent enough money to buy and sell her ass five times over. And she thought the death was, you're from Shreveport. Okay. And what is your point? What is your point? She wasn't even calling because that's not logical. It doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
Hell, you got millionaires in Nigeria, for God's sake. You got millionaires
true
in
that.
Ethiopia.
True.
Vice TV.
True.
Is talking
all
about,
over
you got
uh-huh.
you got millionaires anywhere, but she thought the death
yes.
blow was to say, oh, you from Shreveport. So after everything I've done, by the way, I just did a program
uh-huh.
last night saying, by the way, y'all can actually Google my income. I can't Google yours. You can Google mine.
Uh-huh.
And she just literally sat here and said, no, that don't matter. So do you think that – how in the world are you supposed to treat somebody who, and she picked up the phone operating under that mentality. It wasn't like she got to the end of that. How in the world could you deal with somebody, be with somebody who operates in that mentality?
But you know, let me tell you, my mommy don't always say, right? You catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Okay, you know what? You can also catch plenty of flies with manure.
You know what? I am finished with you. Listen, you have a good night. It was nice speaking to you. But, I mean, you could tone it down a little, just a little.
Hell
but,
no.
Do your thing.
Y'all need
do
a man to... Y'all need a man to act like a man. A man does not take his cues from women. A man does not ask permission. A man doesn't say, well, I'll say this if it sounds the way you want. I will lead. I will say it the way it needs to be said. And as a woman, you will acclimate to the environment that the leader has set.
And you're right. And you're right. And I respect your opinion. But again, you have a good night. You do your thing. Okay?
I'm doing it. Thank you very much for giving us a call here tonight. Brothers, we know the era of backing down. Forget that. You know why? Because white men talk to them all kinds of crazy at their jobs. And, oh, did you hear what he said? He don't respect me. But when black men sit up here and simply say enough of the bull jive, all of a sudden we're harsh. The Asian men at the store they go to aren't harsh. The white women at the store they shop at aren't harsh. A black man insisting on consistency, honesty, that's harsh. Hell no. This is the new way under the sun. We need some men who are going to be unapologetic and uncompromising. We are going to get respect on our terms. Not yours. Caller from area code 862. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dre from New Jersey.
Dre from New Jersey. Where at in New Jersey?
Bloomfield.
Bloomfield, New Jersey. What's on your mind?
You just said basically everything that I was going to say. You know, it's not that you're harsh. They're used to these guys, like you said, like talking all soft and all this other stuff. They try to sell a man a bill of dreams. Look, I'm married 13 years, man, right? And even married women will try it. They'll try you. And I'm not budging. Like you said, I'm like, this is the way it is. I was made before I met my wife. I was living alone before I met my wife. Now I have a house. Also have a condominium. I have options. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm not saying that I'm like, you know, some like Lord or anything like that. But, you know, it has to be, look, my way or you can go your way because I can make it on my own and I've proved it already. But, you know, she's, you know, for the most part, we're doing good, 13 years, but I'm not a little. That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Hey, Jason. This is Loretta. I'm calling from Boston. Hello?